Welcome to GW Hospital HealthCast. I'm Dr. Mike Smith. The topic today is how changes in colon cancer may affect you. My guest is Dr. Bindu Umapathy. Dr. Umapathy is an assistant professor of surgery and member of the medical staff at the George Washington University Hospital. Dr. Umapathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So when we think of colon cancer, I think most people kind of picture somebody who's a little older, and we do know that colon cancer happens as we get older. But is the incidence of colon cancer changing, and are younger people getting it?
Yes, that is correct. So I do have to emphasize that majority of colon cancers do still occur in patients over the age of 50. In fact, the average age is 72. However, recently we had a study published by the Journal of National Cancer Institute, JNCI, which revealed that the risk of colon cancer in younger individuals was definitely on the rise. For instance, individuals who were born in 1990 we've noticed that the incidence of colon cancer has increased from 3 per million to 5 per million. And that is not, it does not sound or seem like a significant number, but then when we extrapolate that to the general population, we definitely do see that there is a rise in colon cancer and rectal cancer in the young population.
So why do you think that is? What's happening? What's going on in our environment? Is it dietary? What do you think is causing this increase in younger people?
Most factors that affect or increase the risk of colon cancer are lifestyle factors. Of course, we all know that we blame the Western diet for colon cancer a lot. And apart from the diet, typically the risk factors would be obesity, so excess body weight, consumption of processed food, decreased fiber in the diet, cigarette smoking, and decreased physical activity, all of which are kind of like the compendium of factors that affect colon cancer or increase the risk of colon cancer. Of all of them, I would have to say that the diet factors are the most important.
Yes. So what do we do then, Dr. Umapathy? Like when you look at this, and so we know that there's certain screening tests that we can do, and we do encourage that for the older population. What are we going to do now for the younger population? Are we going to change maybe the screening guidelines? What do you think?
I think at present, the medical community is still looking at the data that we've got. I do not think the screening guidelines have been changed. However, in the younger population, I think we can educate them to be aware of the risk factors. And to look for warning signs and symptoms. So what I would like them to look out for is any change in their bowel habits, increasing constipation or increasing diarrhea, blood in the stool, weight loss, loss of appetite, and general fatigue would all be signs that they could look out for colon cancer. And if they have any of these, they should contact their own primary care providers for a more detailed assessment and further investigation.
So when you list those symptoms out, that was like it's a long list. Are there, and again, talking about that younger population who were seeing this rise in colon cancer, are the symptoms the same as for somebody who's older, or does one of those symptoms kind of pop out at you that maybe a younger person should be even more aware of?
I would probably say that rectal bleeding is something that I would ask the young population to watch out for. A lot of times, rectal bleeding is from benign causes like hemorrhoids. However, if they have persistent rectal bleeding, I would recommend that they get that seen and evaluated quickly.
So, Dr. Umapathy, can we do this? Because I think this is really important. I want to make sure we press upon our listeners the importance of knowing the risk factors and knowing the symptoms. Can you one more time just kind of run through, you know, the top four or five risk factors and the top maybe four or five symptoms that you would like for our listening audience to really be aware of?
Sure. So I would probably say that for the top risk factors, definitely dietary habits. So it decreased fiber consumption, increased processed meat in the diet, and then obesity, so excess body weight, cigarette smoking, alcohol consumption, and decreased physical activity. In terms of the signs and the warning signs and symptoms that they can look out for, it would be change in their bowel habits, rectal bleeding, so blood per rectum, blood in the stool, loss of weight, loss of appetite, and a general feeling of fatigue and feeling unwell.
So we know that this is important for people to be able to recognize these risk factors and these symptoms. And can you help us to understand why that's so important? Is this related to the fact that if we do have a cancer and we find it quick, that our outcomes are better? Can you discuss that a little bit?
Sure. Yes. If we find colon cancer at an earlier stage, the treatment outcomes are much better than when we discover cancers at a rather advanced stage. Now, colorectal cancer is completely treatable. A person can achieve cure from colorectal cancer after surgery and other modalities like chemotherapy and radiation. So the earlier we detect these cancers, the better chances of cure.
So, Dr. Umapathy, in summary, what would you like people to know about colon cancer?
I would like them to know that it is a treatable cancer, okay, and it is also a preventable cancer, as we discussed, with all the risk factors. If we can try and reduce those risk factors in terms of making dietary modifications and weight loss, we can certainly try to prevent the cancer. The general population definitely needs to focus on screening colonoscopies. Colonoscopies need to be performed at the age of 50. So when you ring in your 50th birthday, colonoscopy is almost like a birthday present. You just have to get it done. Right. Please do not postpone or delay your colonoscopies past the age of 50. Get to your primary care providers and get your screening scopes done. If you have a family history of colorectal cancer, screening guidelines vary for those patients. So they would have to talk to their primary care providers about whether they qualify to have their screening brought forward. So they could qualify to have screening colonoscopies done at the age of 40 instead of 50, and that needs to be emphasized. And please do not ignore your warning signs. If you have rectal bleeding, if you think your bowel habits have changed, at least have that conversation with your primary care providers and help them to evaluate you.
That was a perfect summary, Dr. Umapathy. I just want to thank you for the work that you're doing, and thank you for coming on the show today. You're listening to GW Hospital HealthCast with the George Washington University Hospital. For more information, you can go to gwhospital.com. That's gwhospital.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of the George Washington University Hospital. The hospital should not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Dr. Mike Smith. Thanks for listening.